the darkness of this age, against spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. See, we have seen a few introductory points. I'm sure you remember it. It's a fact that Christian life is a fight. We are in a battlefield. We are not in a playground, but in a battlefield. Okay. But often we forget that. We are not very much aware about the fight. When we think about our personal life, maybe we don't see any such fight at all. Everything is well, clear, happy, joyful we are. So we may feel that there is no fight at all, but the Bible teaches that there is a fight. We have seen many reasons why, what is the reason why some of us may not feel that fight, maybe because of easy life or worldliness, unproductive life, then ignorance, then what else? Misunderstanding, finally satanic deception. Devil himself warns that we may not be aware of the fight that we have to face. We may think that there is no devil at all, no evil forces at all. We may feel that life is easy and we can always go on well without any trials or difficulties in our life. So devil himself makes it sure that we may not think about the fight that is involved in a Christian's life. But the truth is, Christian life is a fight. A prayer is a fight, preaching is a fight, singing is a fight, and Christian life, the existence of a Christian believer is a fight. Because what is the reason? That's what we are trying to see. Evil forces, evil angels are against that. Okay, now we shall see in this class, actually we are trying to see some of the features of the warfare that you have to face. Features of the warfare. Our dear Achayan has just come in, you know, he was there in the battlefield some years ago. He knows very well about the fight. Now there are people, soldiers there in the border, they have a fight. War is there. Often, not always, fight is there of course. But the war that we have to face and the war that is going on maybe in the border is different. What are the differences? That's what we have to see in this class. There are some 5 or 6 points I have noticed. The first thing we see here in chapter 6 verse 12. You see chapter 6 verse 12. Ephesians 6 12. We read there. Paul says very clearly, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual forces. In KJV it is spiritual host of wickedness, or some other translation, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. The first thing we need to understand is, what is that? Christian warfare, spiritual warfare, it's a spiritual warfare. It's not a normal warfare. Because we have to fight against, or our enemy is not a man. Paul very clearly mentions that we are not fighting against blood or flesh. Not a man, not a system, not even the neighbor, not even the world. See, we are not fighting against the world system. We are not fighting against the government. We are not fighting against anybody in this world. But we are fighting against, or we have to face fight from, not from people, but from spiritual forces that are in the heavenly places. See, last class I referred to, we didn't go there. Daniel 10:13, Daniel prayed and God sent an angel. But on the way, they will oppose that angel. How many days? 21 days. So there is a fight going on in the heavenly places. When we are praying here, God is working. And when God is working, evil forces are also working. Evil angels are working against God. Evil angels are working against the people of God. So when we pray, when we do any kind of spiritual exercise, along with that, evil forces are also working. So we are involved in a fight when we are involved in any Christian activity, spiritual activity. So it's a spiritual fight. We need to remember that. But don't forget that devil will use people, devil will use neighbors, even our own people. You see, we have an example in Matthew's Gospel, you know, Matthew's Gospel 16:23. We may not take the reference there. We see that the Lord says that he has to go through sufferings. Then Peter says, Lord, you should not go to suffer like, it should not happen. Don't say like that. Lord, you should not face any kind of suffering. Then the Lord says, you, Satan, get away from me. There the Lord very clearly refers that, or indirectly says that, devil was using, Peter thought that he says, he's telling the Lord in his love for him. So the Lord's dear one, Peter himself, may be used by devil. So devil will use our own people. Many a times we have noticed devil will use children. In the assembly especially. Preaching is going on, Bible study is going on. Some children may be crying and the mother is trying to comfort the child. Oh, whole lot of problem is there. Nobody can hear, everybody is looking at the child. And there's a very much difficulty there. Children, the devil will use a child. Or even our own people, neighbor, many people. But yet we should remember, we are not fighting against our people. We are not fighting against anybody. Behind all these things, evil forces are working. Devil is working. Evil forces are working because basically our fight is spiritual warfare. So the first thing we need to understand, it is a spiritual warfare. So that means our fight is not against people. And also the implication, another implication is, that means in order to find victory, we need to prepare spiritually. To fight against spiritual forces, we need to fight with the preparation of spiritual preparation. You understand? Here in Ephesians itself, you know, Apostle Paul refers to the weapon that we have to use. It's mentioned there, 6:12 and 13, we read there about the whole armor of God. See, with natural resources, we cannot fight against the evil forces. With money, wealth, or with a very strong body, going to the gym or what is the other places. We have a very healthy body, very strong body. You need that in the military, in the border you need that. But with that healthy body or with a bank balance or with lot of other resources, we cannot win spiritual warfare. In order to win spiritual warfare, a Christian should be prepared spiritually. We need spiritual strength. We need spiritual energy. We need spiritual preparation. And we need spiritual exercise. In other words, our victory over spiritual warfare is based on our spiritual condition. On the basis or according to our spiritual condition or spiritual state alone, we shall be successful or we shall be able to defeat the evil forces. There is a spiritual warfare. So the first thing, the first feature that about the warfare that we have to face is, it is a spiritual warfare. The first thing. Okay, the second thing. Now you can notice that from verse 12 itself. Again, the same verse, it is there. You want to try? Anybody? What is the other thing? Another feature of the warfare that we have to face. The battle that we have to face. Notice that word, you know, verse 12 again, beginning. We do not wrestle against. Wrestle against. Now, what is the idea? Wrestle against means? What is wrestling? You understand wrestling? Malayudham, okay? See, wrestling means How many people are there in the wrestling? One. Wrestling. Not five people here and five people here wrestling. So wrestling is a one-to-one fight. So in wrestling, there are, you see, in the border, you know, in the Kashmir or anywhere, military, it's a, I don't know much about fight, and Uncle George Utuchayan will know, you can contact him for details. But I understand there are different regiments are there. You know, Madras regiment is there. I used to hear about Madras regiment. So these, there are many soldiers, so many soldiers, hundreds of soldiers are there. So at the same time, not all are, see, maybe for example, Pakistani enemy is fighting, not with one particular soldier, not with particular soldier. Pakistani, our enemy will fight with whom? With the soldier, with the Indian army. So their aim is not one particular soldier, their aim is that entire army who is fighting against the against their people. So at the same, because of, as a reason, in that fight, some of the soldiers may die, and some may be injured, and some may escape, and some may be at the same time part of that group of soldiers may be on leave, gone home. So not all will be affected. Some will be escaped, some will escape. But in the spiritual warfare, there's only one person. One Christian, one believer, fighting against evil forces. It's a wrestling. It's a one-to-one fight. So that we can say, that means we can say that spiritual warfare, it's a personal warfare. It's a personal warfare. It is true. Evil forces are attacking God's people as a group, as a whole. The assembly as a whole. Don't forget that. Evil forces will attack the people of God as a company, as a group, as an assembly, as a congregation. But yet, at the same time, every Christian, every believer has to face the evil forces individually, personally. It's a personal warfare and he has to face it alone. Now, what is the implication? What does it mean? Or what is the lesson? That means, if I have to be successful, I have to be strong. I cannot be successful in spiritual warfare because you are strong, because you are prepared, or because you are spiritually strong and healthy. I will be successful only if I am strong and healthy spiritually. So my spiritual success depends upon my own personal spiritual life and condition, because I have to face spiritual warfare alone, personally, and I need to understand that. The assembly may be good, exemplary assembly, strong, active assembly, but that doesn't mean that I will be successful. Parents may be good and active. Uncle and auntie may be very spiritual people. That doesn't mean that I am very spiritual and successful in my spiritual life. So each one will have to be spiritually prepared to face this battle because it's a personal fight. So that's the second thing. Now third thing. Normally it's my practice to ask questions, but somehow I want to avoid that here. Because there are often I notice that normal, common believers, common generally believers are not interested to ask to give answers. But I personally feel that that is the time everybody can think. You know, even the preacher can think, and also the listeners can think when there is a question. Okay, the third thing again from verse 12. Try, for we do not wrestle. You notice in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, referring to the Ephesian believers. Again in 13 it is written, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. So 11 and 13 he speaks about the warfare Ephesian believers have to face. But in 12 he says, he includes him also in that warfare. In other words, he wants to say that don't think that Ephesian believers, you only will face warfare, or you alone face such a fight from the evil forces. Even I am part of that in the battle. I am also in that battle. I am also facing battle. So from there we understand the third point that I have made is, it's an universal battle. Universal means, understand universal. This spiritual warfare, every Christian will have to face. All people, everyone, young and old, normal believers, pastors, teachers, elders, preachers, and elderly, and youngsters, anybody. So everybody will have to face. The Bible teaches, and experience also shows us. And then, at the same time, every time, any time, there are some believers, they think that if they are more than 50 or 60, they have no spiritual warfare. Sometimes we think that. That is wrong. Till we die, we have to face death. That's another point I'm coming there. But what I want to say is, evil forces are attacking people when they are 18, 25, 30, 56, 66, even 80 also. That is a possibility. Till we die. We cannot say that, okay, my fight is over. There is no more evil forces attacking me now. And everywhere. And there are some believers, they try to escape their problem by shifting from one place to another. Maybe they will say that, oh, okay, we will go from this place to another place to stay. Or from we will go from this assembly to another assembly so that we may be more successful spiritually. We may grow more spiritually. The Bible says, experience shows that by going from one place to another, by shifting our location, by shifting the assembly, one cannot be successful because evil forces, spiritual forces are following us wherever we go. There is no safe place at all. You cannot think that because I go there, because I come to that age, because I'm a pastor or elder, I have no warfare. I don't need to face any warfare because it's an universal warfare or battle. Everywhere, everyone, in every time, in every place, God's people will have to face such a spiritual warfare. Then the fourth one I mentioned in between, it's a long battle. It's a you are my student. No, I like students. And always whenever I in our assembly also I who are the students actually? Then I can focus them. Then I can look at them. Because I don't want to trouble anybody. Let the people who want to sleep, sleep. Let the people who want to be quiet, and let them be quiet. Now there are some believers, you know, when we look at them, they're frightened. So I don't want to frighten anybody. But I want the students to listen. And students are there to learn. You know, many of us are students. Okay, I like to be a student always. And the fourth point is, it's a long battle. Now, what does it mean by long battle? Only told you, not just for few days, till 25, or till marriage. No, that's the way we all used to think, you know, when I was a young man, I used to think like that. When I become 30, when I become 40, when I become 50, then my warfare will be over. Yeah, no retirement. As I grow, I understand. My age very, very clearly because you know me for the last so many years. I understand that. Actually, no, that's something different. We don't grow actually. Only our body is getting old, you know. We don't become old. Even today I'm the same person who was there 30 years ago. That's a different thing. Only our body is getting old. Our mind is still the same. Our energy, okay, there may be difference in our energy, but still our idea, our mind, our thoughts, idea and all, the same thing is there. So don't think that because we are matured, we don't have to face any spiritual warfare. It's a long battle. Devil, evil forces are after us. And the truth is, as we grow spiritually, or as we progress in our spiritual level, the warfare, the level, or the force of the evil forces also will be more. You understand? As a 20-year young man, the fight we face, and that fight will increase as we go to a 50th year, in a different level. As we grow spiritually, you should understand, I told you already, devil is after those people who are productive. Devil, evil forces are after those people who are growing Christians, who are following the Lord faithfully, who are trying to be a disciple of the Lord, who are trying to be useful for the Lord. So the more we grow, the more powerful will be the fight of the evil forces. So that means, even today we face trouble, that means we are on a higher level. We are progressing. We are growing towards a higher level. That's why we have to face more trouble. And we may be thinking, Lord, how long I have to face such troubles in my life? The Bible teaches till death. It was at the end of Paul's life that Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight. Not before that. And within a few days he was about to die. About to be killed. And we read there, certain references are there in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 2. We read the Lord Jesus, tempting the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord defeats him. Then we see in chapter 4:13. We see Luke's Gospel 4:13. What do we read there? When devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Until an opportune time. That means devil tried to defeat the Lord, but the Lord defeated devil. Then the devil leaving the Lord, thinking that I will come after some time when there is a very suitable time comes. Devil doesn't just leave you and me. Leave you and me. He will always come after us. And maybe we can notice various other occasions when the evil forces came attacking the Lord. And one is that same verse in Matthew's Gospel 16. Through Peter, devil is trying to discourage or trying to take him away from the cross. Cross of Calvary, sufferings. So evil forces are after us. It's a long battle. We see also in Acts chapter 19, the beginning of the Ephesian assembly. No need to read the whole passage. Just you see, if you can. Acts 19, we read verse 10 onwards. The beginning of the Ephesian assembly, of some the ministry in Ephesus. But we see there, around 2 years, Apostle Paul preached there. Assembly started. Then what happened? Opposition is coming. By the end of chapter 19, we read that the whole city came against Apostle Paul. And there was a great confusion, the great fight, opposition, and he had to leave from that place. Now, chapter 20, we read Apostle Paul calling the Ephesian elders and telling them, what he says there, after my departure, your problems will be over. It's written there. Which verse it is? Acts chapter 20, verse 29. After my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up. You see, Paul doesn't say, after some time, your problems will be over. He doesn't say that. Ephesian believers, in the beginning itself, you have found opposition. Evil forces are against you. But don't think that opposition will be over. Don't think that your trials will be over. As you grow, as you continue in your spiritual life and service, you will find more problem from inside and outside. So spiritual warfare, it's not at all for a time being, it's for a long time. You see, in other words, in 1 Corinthians 16, Apostle Paul says about his own ministry. You see, 16 verse 8 and 9, we read there, maybe 9. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. You see, great and effective door opened to me. New opening for service. At the same time, many adversaries. Spiritual warfare. Now you may not feel it. I told you already, you may not feel it. If devil finds that you are not a trouble to evil forces. Now that's the truth the Bible teaches. If evil forces finds me as a person who is not a threat to them, why should they trouble me? Let him be there in the corner. But it's the truth. Every Christian who wants to be a true Christian, who wants to follow the Lord, who wants to stand for the Lord, who wants to serve the Lord, they will find evil forces attacking them. Evil forces attacking them. They have to face trials. Because opportunity to serve the Lord and opposition is coming together. Everywhere coming together, we should not forget that. So it's a long battle, there is no break at all. It's a continuous battle. There is no stop till we come to the end of our life or till the coming of our Lord. Now, number 5. I gave you 4 things. The features of the warfare that we are facing. It's a spiritual warfare, number 1. It's a personal fight. And number 3, it's an universal battle. Number 4, it's a long battle. Now number 5. Number 5, we find from chapter 6, Ephesians 6. You see 11, 13, 14 in those verses, repeatedly one word is coming. What is that word? Repeated word? You see 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay? Then 13 again. Therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. In the same verse it is again, having done all to stand. Verse 14 again, stand therefore. What is that? Stand. Okay? So there we see that a Christian has to stand. He has to stand before the battle. He has to stand throughout the battle. And he has to stand even after the battle is gone, finished. So he has to stand before the battle and throughout the battle, and even after that particular battle is over, he should be standing. Where he is standing? Where he has to stay. It's not written there. You see, in the border, you know, in the Indian soldiers, Indian army, they are fighting. Now, why do they fight there? There are different kinds of war is there, you know, understand. Now, there are all over the world, different wars are going on, Afghanistan or different places. But generally speaking, in India now today, our war is soldiers are standing in the Indian territory. You know, Indian territory. They don't go to Pakistan and fight there. If they go to Pakistan and fight, it's what kind of fight it is? To capture their land. That is called offensive war. Offensive war. But here they stand near the territory to keep the territory, to keep the land, to protect our land, to protect our place, our land. So what kind of war it is? It is called defensive war. So defensive war means we don't need to grab or we don't need to capture the land of anybody. But we only need to protect what we have. So in a Christian also, we don't need to run and fight. We don't need to go into the enemy territory. And we don't need to move around and capture more enemy territory. What is the reason? Because the Lord has already captured everything for us. He has already defeated the evil forces. The Bible says, we may read that later on. The Bible says that the Lord has already defeated devil. He has already broken the strength of the instruments or the instruments of devil. He has already defeated the evil forces. So He has won victory for us, and we are standing in victory and fighting. We are not fighting for a victory actually. Of course, each battle has asked to find victory, but we are not there to capture anything from the hand of devil. We don't need to. The Lord has already won everything, and we have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Peter says in 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9, resist devil. Resist devil. Oppose him. Or don't allow him to disturb you. Don't allow him to rob your joy and peace. Resist him. No need to go and fight, or no need to run and fight. No need to capture anything from the evil forces, because it's a defensive warfare. It's a defensive fight. Number five. Now finally, last. Actually, it's very much close to the fifth point. I told you that we will read those verses. You see two verses. Colossians 2:15. There we see that the Lord, by His death, having disarmed principalities and powers, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. Now we know those verses very clearly. The Lord Jesus Christ disarmed the principalities. He disarmed the evil forces. Now, maybe one more verse, very familiar verse. You see Hebrews 2:14. Through death, He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. You see, the Lord has already won the war. Now, we understand the difference between a battle and a war. Now, what is the difference? Again, George Uttarchand will be able to say that. I told you today there is no war in India. Any war is there? No war is there. But many battle is going on even today. Normally we don't hear that. Even the newspaper also quite often they don't report that. Because in the border many fight is going on. But there is no war. Now what is the difference between war and fight? Now war is something different. In other words, let me give you another illustration I read somewhere. See, during the Second World War, who won the war? During the Second World War, students will be able to say, you know that, but which one? Okay, U.S. allies, okay. Japanese people were defeated, you know, they were defeated. But we understand that even after the war is won, World War is over actually. But even then, in Malaysia, some remote area, fight was going on between these soldiers, Japanese soldiers and the US allies. Why? As today we have, they had no communication system, but they never knew that the war is over. They thought the war is going on, so they were fighting. In the particular location, a group of people or soldiers who are fighting each other. It's only a fight. But war is over. You understand the difference? War is over. But here in a particular remote corner, few enemy is fighting against the successful people. Similarly, war for a Christian is over. The Bible says very clearly, when the Lord died on the cross, He defeated devil and devil's scheme, devil's system and devil's forces. And we read there, he has disarmed the principalities. Disarmed them. Now, devil has no armor at all. He has destroyed the power of death. That was one armor that devil was using. The Lord has won the victory. And we are in the victory side. So today, what is going on is not a war actually. It's only a battle. Devil knows that. He is defeated. Devil knows that. He is a defeated foe. But yet he is fighting. What is the reason why he is fighting? He knows very well that he will never succeed. What is the only reason? The only reason, the Bible says, we may see that later on slowly. The Bible says that devil or evil forces can never possess a Christian. Our salvation is secure. He can never take us back to hell. He can never take us back to his fold. But what he can do? Devil and his evil forces can disturb our progress. He can rob our joy. Can rob our effectiveness. Our take away our strength. Can disturb our spiritual exercise, spiritual progress. He only needs that. We may be ineffective. We may not be useful for the Lord. We may not be happy in the Lord. We may not grow in the Lord. Knowing that, he is fighting. But remember, as a Christian, we need to understand, whatever we face today from the evil forces, it's only a fight, only a battle, only a fight. War is won. You see, in Malayalam, there is a beautiful song is there. You know that, I like that, you know, that song whenever I hear that. Kutam chumattu nadar. Ninde shatru vargam evide. Yuddha morinyu samadhanam. It's a Ghana. Who can blame? We see that in Romans 8, Apostle Paul, that's why he says that. Maybe you can just read those verses. Romans 8, EC 31. We read there, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword? 37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. As a Christian believer who is in Christ, we are actually victors. We enjoy the victory of Jesus Christ. See 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. 1 John verse chapter 4 verse 4. We read there, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So we have already received victory, and we stand in the victory, the place of victory, and we are fighting. And it's only a battle. The war is already won. So I have given you six things about the warfare that we have to face. Number one is, it's a spiritual warfare. That means we are not fighting against any individual or even group or even the land or even any government. And also we need to understand, for a spiritual warfare we have to prepare spiritually to succeed. And secondly, it's a personal fight. Every individual has to face it. And number three is, it's an universal battle. Everywhere, everybody is facing such a warfare. Number four, it's a long battle. It takes a long time. We can never just imagine that warfare is over. And increased trials, increased warfare shows that we are progressing spiritually, and evil forces are trying to stop our progress. And fifth one is, it's a defensive battle, because the Lord has already won the victory, and we have nothing to capture more. We only need to stand through the battle and even after the battle. And last, finally, it's only a battle. The war is already won. Now how can we say that we have victory? We will surely experience victory. We will be successful. We will be victors in Christ. How can we say that? There are many things I have just noticed. Must you explain? Maybe I will do that later on. Four things we need to remember in this context actually. I told you already we share the victory of Christ. One thing. I will give you explanation later on. And secondly, the Bible says in Ephesians 6, we have the resources to withstand. And number three is, the Bible teaches us we have a hedge around us, fencing around us. Angels are protecting us. And fourth one, we have a Lord who is praying for us. We have a mediator praying for us so that we may not fail. We see in Luke's Gospel 22. I will explain those things maybe later on. May God help us that we may be conscious about the warfare that we are engaged in. Do you really feel that? Warfare? Do you feel that? See, only when we experience it, we will feel it. You should go to such a place where you will see that Alex. Where is he now, Alex? Who is Alex and where is he now? We should know that. In the custody of Maoist people. You know? He went to a place where rebels are there. He went to a place where evil, we cannot say evil forces, these rebels are there. At any time attack may come. And many people won't go there. But these young IAS officers have to go there. Because they were posted there. And we read a lot of things about them. So go to such place. So go to such a place and stand there. Work there. Then we will feel the pressure. Then we will feel the attack from the forces. In Bombay we don't feel that. But you go to Chhattisgarh, in that place, that particular district where Mr. Alex was there. So in our spiritual life, when we go to an area, come in the front of the assembly, for example. Try to be a blessing in the assembly. Try to do some spiritual service. Try to be useful for the Lord and Lord's people. Take a decision to be more effective in some way for the Lord. Then we shall feel the pressure. From there, from here, and from there, and here. But the Bible says, you have to face it. As we grow, as I told you, as we go forward, the more attack we may face. But the more attack shows that we are growing. We are growing, we are progressing. We are being more fruitful for the Lord. And may God help us that you may be conscious of that fight and be ready. Fight. Be ready to fight. And pray that we may be more strong, we may be more strengthened. And pray for one another, remembering when he is praying, when he is preaching, when he is teaching, when he is leading the assembly, when he is doing the service of the Lord, when he is living a good Christian life, he is facing the attack of evil forces. Pray for one another that God may strengthen each other and so that they may strengthen each believer, that they may be successful in this spiritual warfare. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts and may His name be glorified.